planet to live righteously.
Hey, it's me, Richard T, and it's time for a special episode of the Cultural Hall, and I had emails that I was going to share with you, and I don't remember the names, so I'll share them, just the gist of them with you. One was talking about the blog post on the 10th of July, talking about the living the perfect Mormon life, and I think it was Marin. Marin said how much that she loved that blog post. If you have not gone to theculturalhall.com and checked that out, make sure that you do, because it's a really great blog post, and it's the first of a series that we're going to get from that author, guest blog, anonymous blog. So check that out at theculturalhall.com. It's called I Thought I Lived the Perfect Mormon Life, something like that. Also, then another gentleman, he emailed in and said, hey, you know what? I want to come be part of the live studio audience. I'm working on being a lifer. I'm just a convert right now. I got to drive my kid down to Florida to EFY and then to Palmyra to EFY. So I'll have lifer status by the time I bring my son out to go on a mission in August. And to anyone that wants to be a live studio audience member, all you got to do is email me, richie@theculturalhall.com, or you can just go to the Contact Us tab on theculturalhall.com and send me a message. That way I'll get it, and you're always welcome. So long as we're doing an episode of Articles of News, or even just the other episodes, you're more than welcome to come. So if you're in Utah and maybe you're not in town for a Monday, but you're like, hey, I wonder if they're doing a recording, I'd love to have you come if we are. So reach out to me, richie@theculturalhall.com or theculturalhall.com, and look for the Contact Us tab. All right, so what you're about to hear is a whole bunch of stuff. So we did our Sammy Home Evening down in Provo, Utah. And we had a bunch of artists come out, and a couple of the people that we met were Ryan Shoup, who is a member of the church, part of a band called Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band, which probably makes sense to you now that you know his name and the name of the band. And we visit with him. We get him to play a little music for us, so stick around for that. And then also we visit with Keith Allen, who is a gentleman who did the song Talk Nerdy to Me. If you saw that the other day, it was featured on George Takei's Facebook page, if you follow that. And while we talk to him, we find out about how George Takei shared it. So that's going on. Plus, we visit to all sorts of lifers and converts who stop by. So that's this special episode of the Cultural Hall, coming back in the second and third block.
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
Hello. All right, I'm good. Hello. Joni?
Here I am.
Rocking you like a hurricane.
Hurricane, yes.
Keith?
Hello.
Jenny? All right. Hello. Is that your daughter?
Yes.
She's cute.
Thanks. She's cute, I guess.
All right, let's do this. Hey, what about Instagram? Have we done it yet?
Are you, find my wife.
Mr. Graham? Mr. Insta Graham? Coming down in 3, 2, 1. I don't know how to intro this because I don't know what's going to be attached to. We're talking to Keith. It's Keith, DJ.
Hello.
Keith. My favorite DJ ever since Rob and I broke up.
That's right.
DJ Keith, you actually work for Rob at Life of the Party, life-of-the-party.com.
Exactly.
You do weddings?
Yep.
You Lots do mitzvahs? Do you do those?
He usually does all.
Well, you don't
I
care
would,
for those folks, huh?
But I haven't gotten any.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of thing to do?
Actually, high school dances are a lot of fun.
How come?
Because they're crazy, and I don't have to be as reserved as I do at weddings per se. So.
Okay. How long have you been doing it for?
A little over a year.
Nice.
Yeah.
And as far as working for Rob as a boss, how is that liberal jerk? Is he all right as far as being a boss goes?
Yeah.
He's okay? He treats you all right?
Uh-huh. He's
Can we talk about what's going on? Or
he was here earlier.
Oh, good.
He sat right across the table from me. And
good.
Then he abandoned me because he doesn't care.
Actually, he's got a gig tonight, too.
I know.
When I saw that he wasn't here, I was like, oh, my goodness.
This really is a thing. This isn't just made-up show drama. Okay. So, Keith, let me ask you something. Lifer, member of the church, or are you a convert?
No, yeah. I'm
Lifer?
Born in the covenant.
There you go. B.I.C. From Utah?
Nope, California.
Southern California?
Northern, in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't get the vibe of Southern California from you.
Silicon Valley, so that's Stanford. I was born in Stanford Hospital.
Okay. Parents are smart then?
Yeah.
Yeah, intellectuals?
Yeah, they're both nerds, as you could say, actually.
Okay, what are they?
My dad
Let's
is,
label him right now.
No, my dad's a patent lawyer. He got his undergrad at BYU in electrical engineering. And okay. then my mom got her undergrad in computer science.
And then they got their master's and their doctorate where? Because that's what that sounds like.
No, my dad went to MIT for his master's.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. What is that school?
Michigan Institute of...
What does it really stand for? Massachusetts Institute of Technology? Okay. That's where the post-it note was invented.
I've seen
that movie.
Which is an accident, actually.
Yeah, because he just wanted to leave a note. Right?
He was trying to invent glue. And it turned out it was a glue, like the glue he could like take it off and put it back on.
Yeah.
And so post-it note.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's like me, a brilliant accident.
the microwave, similar accident story. Actually.
Shut up. Talk nerdy to me right now. Let's hear about it. Let's
hear
it.
Yeah. Story?
Yes, please.
Oh, there was a an army.
You're right into the microphone,
technician.
Though.
Yeah. So there was a technician for the armed forces who was working a gigantic microwave machine or like. Radar thing.
Okay.
I think it was. Anyway.
Is that the technical term, by the way?
I don't know. But he had a Snickers bar in his pocket or a candy bar. It was like a chocolate bar in his pocket. And when he stepped in front of it to fix something, when he stepped out from in front of it, he noticed the bar had melted in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized, wait a second, microwaves melt things, heat them up. Mm-hmm. And so the first microwaves were like $5,000 for, you know, heating purposes.
But it didn't. Now heat the water in his leg?
I guess not. I don't
okay.
know.
Or like his organs?
No,
he's
I
like,
thought
huh,
that myself.
Why does my liver feel?
I think it was one of those things, if he had stayed in it for an extended period of time, he probably would have died, obviously. Because they didn't obviously know the effects, you know.
And his skin would be all rubbery and not like
exactly.
taste like if he'd put it on the barbecue.
Anyway, microwave, another accident.
Lifer of the church, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many?
Two brothers and two sisters.
Okay. So five in all. Mm-hmm. Good Mormon family. How'd you get to Utah?
I went to BYU
okay.
as well. I got my undergrad in manufacturing engineering technology, and I was a Cosmo the Cougar for 3 years.
Shut the front door! yeah, I know, for real. See, I already like him more than I like DJ Rob.
Ah, there you go.
I was Thor the Thunderbird for 2 years.
No, get out!
Yeah.
There you go. Is that how you know Rob? I know he was at SUU.
Yeah.
Do you know Greg Barnett?
Of course. How do you know Greg?
Disney, 10 years ago.
Greg, who was here in the Cultural Hall. We've done an entire episode with him, so make sure you listen to that.
Yeah, I remember. He posted about it. We're good friends.
Cool. Yeah. Worked at Disney, so is that how you know Rob then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we met.
So then you went to Disney. You did the whole internship thing out there, worked out there, probably got stuck out there a little bit, right?
For about 6 months, I was there, yeah.
And then came back here, so now what are you doing with your mechanical engineering and your smarty pants parents?
I actually quit my engineering job last year to DJ.
Okay. So you're doing DJing full time?
Kind of, yeah. I'm actually working with like three different DJ companies.
Sure.
You can say I'm cheating on Rob if that makes you feel better.
Sure, it does make me feel a lot better.
Does
he know this or will this be news to him?
No, he knows. I started a company with a friend, my roommate.
Uh-huh. What's it called?
Screen Spiffer.
Is it screen-spiff-er.com?
We have ties that have microfiber on the bottom so you can clean your phone.
I saw an ad for that the other okay. Screenspiffer.com.
Yep.
You know, not as cool as the pillow tie, but a close second.
It's true. I mean, or the piano tie.
You could make a pillow tie with the bottom be the microfiber.
Oh my gosh, see?
Mind blown.
Yeah.
So you did that. So you started that company there. And then DJing for?
I do the company. I'm actually going to start a master's degree here in about end of next month.
At the Lord's University?
BYU, of course. Where else would I go?
Right.
The red and black school.
Why are you rolling your eyes? It's the Lord's University. Just ask him.
I love saying that to you people because they freak out.
Yeah. Brigham Young man did University of Utah.
Anyway, and I do YouTube videos now, too.
Okay, so let's talk about this because that's why we've got you here is because of your YouTube videos.
I was wondering for a second.
But I want to give people an idea because you're not just in this YouTube box.
No,
you're a
I'm
bigger
not.
Person than that. You were in the Heights with mi abuela, Jenny.
I was. I played a street graffiti guy.
Okay.
I was graffiti Pete.
Pretty good experience.
Oh, awesome.
How is Jenny? She's plugging her ears right now. How is she as a performer? Be honest.
Well, since she can't listen to me right now.
Right.
Eh.
Meh, okay. Because she's like, I'm going to leave my family and go to New York. I know that's coming. That's the next thing. So I just wonder if it's a foolish thing or not.
I would not support that.
Because it's the best family ever.
I support your family.
But you can have a little bit of both.
See, Jenny got me into Zumba, though, and now I do Zumba twice a week.
Yes.
Which
with,
is awesome.
With Kat?
With Cass.
Cass Martin. Sorry.
Yep.
I was going to say Kat Marson, but it's not. It's Cass Martin.
Yep. It's fun.
Yeah, who's been an episode here of the Cultural Hall.
Yep.
This Cultural Hall world is really small.
No, we just know
it's like we're
everyone.
All friends.
Right? It's like we're all sort of brothers and sisters. So let's talk about it. The YouTube video. Go. Ready? Go. Talk nerdy to me.
I made this little parody video on YouTube called Talk Nerdy to Me, kind of for funsies.
Uh-huh.
And it started making the rounds on the internet rather quickly.
So give people an idea, because not everyone knows the original song.
Okay, so there's this wildly inappropriate song by Jason Derulo called Talk Dirty to Me.
Uh-huh.
But it had a really awesome beat.
And a catchy...
Super catchy riff, which... Interesting note for everybody. He didn't even, like, his people didn't even come up with.
Sure, stole it.
Stole it from an Israeli hip-hop group.
Shut up.
They came out with a song about 4 years ago.
10 or 4 years ago. That's a big stretch.
No, it was 4 years ago, and it's slightly different. I mean, it's got the da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's got that riff. They actually cut it off for the Jason Derulo song. It continues on and does more like a riff thing.
Oh, cool.
That's why it sounds Middle Eastern.
Sure. Yeah.
It is. Like the whole song is.
Yeah, it's ripped off.
They just come up with two measures of his own riff.
They're going to get ticked and come back for it.
They've almost got 200 million views on that song, so they're not complaining.
Yeah. So the song Talk Nerdy to Me. So you'd heard the original Talk Dirty to Me.
Right.
Ah, that's a catchy song. So what takes you from the point of, hey, there's a catchy inappropriate song to, I think I'm going to spoof that thing and put a YouTube video out?
Yeah, I've done kind of fun little rip-on songs before, actually. Uh-huh. I did, yeah.
Like what? Let's get into it.
Well, one last year I did with my brothers just totally for fun. Uh-huh. It was.
Do you say totally for fun because it's not very good? Are you trying to downplay it?
We just did it in like 3 days.
Okay.
Like just threw it down. Like literally from making the song, like our laying down the vocals to finish shooting the video was like 3 days that we're just like, oh, we're just going to have fun, like whatever. And it was on 2 Chainz' song, I'm Different.
Okay.
Because lyrically, I'm just not impressed with that guy.
Yeah. Well, his name is 2 Chainz.
We kind of spoofed it, yeah. And so back in February when, you know, obviously, Talk Dirty to Me was going really big.
Sure.
And I was like, I saw somebody posted on Facebook a picture of like a whole bed setup that was all like Nintendo controllers, like old school, like original Nintendo.
Sure, your 8-bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like the bed sheet and the pillowcases were like the controllers and everything. Anyway, I was like, oh, that's funny. And the caption was Talk Nerdy to Me on it. And I was like, oh, that would be a really funny parody on Jason Derulo's song Talk Dirty to Me. And I actually went and looked on YouTube to see if there were other...
See if it had already been done.
Yeah, and there actually were. There were a couple that had already been done, 2 or 3.
That were not very good.
I watched them, and I was not impressed, and so I said, you know what, I've got a bigger vision for this song. I'm going to do my own, and so I did.
Mm-hmm.
I recruited another In the Heights guy.
Mm-hmm. Mormon?
Yes.
Also named Keith.
Also named Keith. So it's Keith and Keith.
Yep. He was in Vocal Point for 5 years.
So he's not as ethnically vague.
No. He's tall, white, but can sing like an ethnic person.
Like,
that's why I recruited him.
Okay.
Like,
hey, do you want to work on this project? Because I need
I need a really good singer because I can't sing like that, but I could do the rap part.
Uh-huh.
And so when he said, yeah, this sounds fun, I went and it was actually a Sunday night. I went and threw down all the lyrics in one night. It took me about 5 hours because once he was on board, I was like, oh, we could really do this.
Yeah, let's
like,
do
really
it now.
Well, you know. And so we spent a couple weeks straight just on the music part because I wanted to make a song, like the actual audio, so uh-huh. people would want to download.
Sure.
Like you want to listen to this, not just, oh, they recorded it.
Oh, that
it
was hilarious, funny. Yeah.
You know, not impressed anymore. And so yeah. before we even shot any of the video, and then, we took about a month and a half after that too, because scheduling was like, he was out of town, I was out of town. I was trying to get other people to do the video to recruit, you know, cosplayers and things like that, other nerdiness I could.
Mm-hmm.
I rented a few costumes from the Hale Theater.
I was wondering where those costumes came from, because there were some good costumes.
Only a couple were from there. Actually, a lot of them were our own.
Really? Yeah.
Iron Man, that's my roommate. He made it himself, an entire
wow.
Iron Man outfit.
Yeah. He's single, ladies.
He is, actually.
So you can go ahead and date him.
Return missionary.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Throw that in.
Actually, Keith, the Iron Man, and I, all single, all return missionaries.
That surprises me. What with your own Iron Man costume? I'm surprised at that.
He gets a lot of attention on Halloween. I can promise you that.
One day a year.
Yep.
Should I not be that mean? Is that too mean?
No,
is
that's
that
fine.
Too mean? Listen, Keith, it's not you. Let's talk about him.
So I shot the video with everybody. It was really funny to, like, we actually shot it right around the corner, part of it right here.
In Provo.
Right behind Gurus was one spot. The okay. Joker scene was right there. And then in front of Dragon's Keep, right in front of Dragon's Keep here on University mm-hmm. also. And I would literally, like, press play on the camera, run around in front of it. We'd do our bit. And then I'd run around behind the camera and press stop. Like, we shot everything ourselves.
Did you do your own choreography?
I recruited some more In the Heights dancers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mormon?
Yep.
Nice.
That was
me.
There
Abuela?
Was some good choreography in there.
Yeah.
Abuela
was not in it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But the barrio dancers, they were in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just told them, I was like, guys, I just need like 30 seconds of nerdy, you know, dancing on this song. Mm-hmm. And they came up with like the Mario jump thing.
Sure.
And it was awesome. And I was like, guys, this is perfect. And so they dressed up. And
so was the hope just to do something kind of fun and nerdy like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it was one of those like, it was a really popular song, so mm-hmm. I knew if I, like, did it with really good audio, I shot it, you know, as best as I could with awesome costumes and different locations and good, you know, production quality, you know, like, it could potentially, you know, go big
mm-hmm.
because nothing was out there like what I was doing.
Sure.
And so...
So you put it up on YouTube, and then how long did it take before people were like, hey, I like this?
It was, like, 12 hours.
Really? That quick?
Oh, actually, it was that night. I posted about 8 o'clock Tuesday evening, and by a couple hours afterwards, people
and by the time I'd said
posting.
Amen on my evening prayers.
Well, it, like, exponentially shot. So the first night, I was at, I was at 800 views, I think, a couple mm-hmm. hours after I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, I was about 4,000.
Jeez.
Next day, I was at 70,000. Next day, I got 120,000 in a day.
Jeez.
That was the day Good Morning America actually featured it.
Cool.
Yeah, they wrote me 2 days after I posted it. And like, we want to feature this tomorrow. I was like, what?
Mind blown. So if people come to you with opportunities from that?
Yeah, actually.
So let's talk about it. Because Jessica Freck, who will actually be performing at this Sammy Home Evening tonight, she did this song, The People of Walmart.
Okay.
And has done a couple of different editions of that song. And she got like a commercial gig and stuff like that. Hey, look who it is. It's Ryan Shoup. Hello, Ryan Shoup.
Well, howdy, howdy. How you doing?
Good to have you. We're going to continue talking to Keith, and we'll talk to you. How's
oh,
that
yeah.
sound?
I was just butting in.
No, I'm glad you're reason. Here.
Please,
I thought that was
you, Mr. Shoup.
I thought that was a Green Lantern shirt for a minute.
And I was like, yeah.
The bald Green Lantern.
I have a Green Lantern shirt in my video, so.
Mr. Ryan Shoup, meet Mr. Allen, Mr. Keith Allen.
Yeah. How's it going?
Have you seen the video on YouTube, the Talk Nerdy to Me?
I have seen it.
That's this brainchild of this gentleman
nice.
Right here.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
So what's come of it then?
Several conventions, like
Comic-Con type
yeah,
things.
Yeah, so two Comic-Cons.
Talk to us, brag it. Let's hear it.
Well, we just did Fantasy-Con last week.
Okay,
they
that's here in Salt Lake.
Yeah. Salt Lake Comic-Con actually wrote me 2 days after I posted it because I actually kind of did a shout out in the song. The Comic-Con bag I hold up
uh-huh.
in the video is a Salt Lake because that's the only Comic-Con I've been to.
Sure.
And I've been to all of them since they started. Yes, I am a nerd, actually.
Yeah. And single, ladies, which is hard for
what?
Me to believe. Return missionary.
Yeah. Actually, just this last week, the video kind of blew up again, actually, the last week and a half.
That's because we talked about it in the cultural hall.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So Phoenix Comic Con just wrote us, contacted me last week, and they want to fly us out and pay us to perform it live there.
Awesome.
Salt Lake Comic Con as well. They're going
to fly you up to Salt Lake?
Yes, they're going to fly us out. Provo to Salt Lake.
Frontier or whatever it is.
I know, right? No. And then, man, some connections have come up now. People with resources and connections now want to financially back my YouTube channel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's really
cool.
Will
you do that?
Yes.
So are you going to give up the other stuff that you're doing?
No.
No?
I'm just crazy.
Okay.
So you're like, take that, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Stanford, MIT.
I know, right? Sorry,
I don't
Mom and Dad.
Need
I quit my engineering job, and now I'm doing YouTube.
Yeah. I'm so worried
and it's
about
working.
Him.
It actually is. That's the funny thing.
I think that's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
What's your next project?
I'm working on another nerdy parody thing right now. Another Jason Derulo, the new one that's out right now, Wiggle. I don't know if you've heard it.
Sure.
Wildly inappropriate.
Wiggle. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's nerdy. A nerdy parody.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
If people want to find you and follow you on YouTube, how can they do that?
You can just look up K-Face Rules or talk nerdy to me. I'm the first.
Check it out there.
Yeah,
you are.
I am. I know. That was like a milestone for me when my video was the first search result for that. It is even on like Google. Like if you Google talk nerdy to me, I'm like one of the first search results.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So
we remembered him when he was just a young chorus boy.
And I'm only like 20,000 away from a million.
I saw that today.
I'm so close.
Are you having a big party for a million?
You know what I'm thinking, and this is literally what I've been thinking. I'm just gonna go treat myself to Panda Express. That's my celebration of a million views.
I got this big YouTube
money.
What's
yep.
up?
But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm mad and I'm not mad because so you can rip videos from YouTube, right?
Sure.
So there's a ripped version of my video that has been shared over 300,000 times on Facebook, which means not a single one of those are views for my.
You get your lawyer dad on that stuff.
Right?
No, really.
Well, here's the thing. It's driven traffic, too.
So it's okay? You
kind of
go,
man. Like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because that video had only 50,000 shares 2 weeks ago, and
sure.
Now it's up to 300,000.
Right.
So somehow, for some reason, over the last 2 weeks, it's decided to get shared 250,000 times. And in that span, people have been searching for my video
sure.
on YouTube. So...
I'll help you know this, too, that you've arrived. I DJ'd a wedding a couple of weeks ago.
Did that get requested?
And Talk Nerdy to Me was not only requested, but it was the bride's, like, dance with all of her friends. So that's
what?
So I played that song.
I'm kicking myself right now that I didn't get it on YouTube or on iTunes.
You haven't yet?
No.
You still can.
I don't know if I'm legally allowed because the background music isn't technically mine.
Oh, then no, don't. I wouldn't mess with it.
I was going to say, I'm going to talk to my lawyer dad and see how we can go about doing that because it might actually be financially
viable. You should
do
it.
To
you
do
it.
Now,
you know what you should do too?
Like thousands of people have been asking for it.
Do it.
So.
Done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
We danced to it at Zumba. Yeah.
You
and
were
actually,
cast.
It's not even cast. Like, people have written me via my YouTube email and they're like, I use this in my Zumba class. Like, oh, I'm going to use this at my wedding. Like, lots of people are like.
Nice. Congratulations.
Utilizing this. It's weird.
So it's K-Face what?
K-Face Rules.
K-Face Rules on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know who will let you rip off all of his music?
Who?
Ryan Shoup. Let's talk to you, Ryan.
Done.
Thanks for coming by, Keith. Thanks for being a part of this.
Oh, yeah. This has been great.
Make sure that you get yourself a pie shake from Sammy's and try the apple beer.
Of course.
Have you tried the apple beer?
I've been having apple beer for years at J-Dog's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Another place you can find it and a Provo original.
There you go.
Come on over. Let's have you take... we can get you on that microphone. Ryan Shoup, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Very well. This is exciting for me because... this has been literally probably... When was the first time I talked to you, Ryan?
This 18 years ago?
It was probably... Yeah, at least that...
Back when we were in junior high?
Yeah.
Scout camp or whatever?
No, yeah. Wait, what?
This literally just happened.
Oh, wow. Come on, read it. Sorry.
Okay. Guys, George Takei just featured my video on YouTube, or on Facebook. He's got 7.2
awesome.
million followers. On Facebook. That just happened. I sent it to him last week.
That is so awesome.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go to Panda Express.
I was just going
to
say. That's a
million
views.
I hope it's my video,
right,
not the ripped one.
Oh.
That's what I'm like, oh, crap.
I wish I had a photo of those faces just then.
Yeah, orange
chicken. I actually get both sometimes.
Yeah, I like Kung Pao.
It's really good. I like spicy food. So.
You get them both.
I get them both.
You know what?
I deserve it.
You get the three entree meal.
Literally in the midst of this, I've gotten all kinds of updates on my phone. I was like, why is my phone blowing up right now?
Congratulations. You heard that first here on the Cultural Hall.
That's very cool.
Ryan Shoup, we first met in the summer of, let me think of this.
69?
You and me and Brian Adams.
No, I wasn't even alive then, yeah.
Yes, the summer of 69. I bought my first real six string.
I remember your fingers were bleeding. It was awful.
It would have had to have been the summer of 94.
Okay.
Or 95.
So where that
you were just a little boy.
I was just a little boy, and I fell head over for the Ryan Shoup and Peter Breinholt when you guys used to do. Every single one of your shows,
we used to play.
It seemed like you guys would play all the time together.
We played a heck of a lot of shows together back in the day.
So let me ask you, let's just start at the beginning. That's a great chronological way we go about this whole thing. Are you a life member of the church, or are you a convert?
I am. Life member.
Life member. From Utah, born and raised?
From Ogden area.
From Ogden.
So, and is that considered Utah?
Yeah, that's a whole different kind of Utah. And family pretty musical, or where does that come from?
I'm a fifth generation fiddler.
Really?
So it's pretty musical. My grandma had a dance band in North Ogden back in the day, and I guess, you know, she played tons of dances, and then apparently my great-great-grandpa used to travel around and play at all these, pioneer dances. You know, the fiddle if you played the fiddle back then, you were like the biggest rock star.
You were essentially a rock star playing fiddle.
You were a rock star, yeah. So
fifth generation. So let me think. That literally does go back then all the way to.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Jeez.
Do you have pioneer stock? Did you have grandparents playing fiddle across the plains?
Yeah, like my fiddle that I play now is actually my great aunt's violin that her mom bought her. So like my grandma's sister. So I guess my great grandma bought this violin for my grandma's sister, and then I ended up with it. So,
that's awesome.
Do you ever get nervous playing something with that? Do you ever get nervous about that you're going to take it to a show and it'll get stolen, or that you'll be really raucous one show and break it on stage?
I don't know. The older it gets and the more sentimental value it has. It's kind of like the more you love it, the more you kind of think, oh, what would I do without this thing? But
so let me ask you this:
it has been smashed before on stage.
It has been smashed.
So it has been through some.
How did that get happen?
You know, well, if you've seen our show, we kind of run around and we, dance around and stuff. But the bass player, he, jumped back, and I was right behind him. And it's probably better that my violin took the blow, because if my head would have taken the blow, I might. But he hit the fiddle right in the back with the headstock of the bass, and it just blew up.
Can you repair a fiddle? I would think you just kind of go,
I took it to the violin guy because I was really worried, and he just said, no, that's fine, just glue a couple little wood pleats and stuff, we're good.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right.
And does it sound different?
It actually doesn't sound different.
Not all the same. Let me ask you, being a fifth generation fiddler, does that make it so that you're kind of like you don't actually have a choice about being a fiddler?
Yeah, I didn't really
Ryan,
have a choice.
Sorry.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't realize that not every kid doesn't play the violin. You know? I was five, and my dad just started waking me up every day before school and practicing, and I didn't know. I mean, what do you? You don't know any different.
Yeah.
So I just played and played and played, and then. You know, not till later in life that I just thought, oh, maybe I should keep playing this thing. So,
was your dad any good?
My dad is actually very musical, although he claims to not be, which is funny. He plays the piano and the bass and a little bit of violin, but mostly he's just a great mentor to bands and
he's got a good ear. Is that kind of what you mean?
He's just good at getting stuff done. He put on a festival just recently up in. Kind of up by Heber, kind of a music festival, and then he's got two little kid bands right now that he's kind of mentoring, and he books for them and gets them ready. He just loves it.
That's awesome.
It's the greatest thing ever.
What's his name?
Ted.
Ted Shoup.
Ted Shoup.
It's a great name.
If you ever
too.
Met him, he'd be like, "Oh, Richie, yeah, me and you, we go way back."
He's that guy.
He's that guy.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
So, at what point did you decide to do music as kind of your thing?
I don't even know if I still have. I don't even know if I've still decided that.
Oh, stop your humility. It makes me sick.
Well, I was in college, and I was going to go into something else, and you know, but I wanted a band in college.
Sure, what were you going to go into, though?
I was going to go, I majored in public relations and communications, so I kind of thought I would kind of use that to go into advertising, maybe eventually get into, like, some kind of animation, you know, maybe computer animation, cool. Different things like that. I like being creative, but then I started this band, and I just kind of knew that I wanted to start a band, and it just kept going and going, and so now I'm here.
So was the first band that you started, was it Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band?
Yeah, the one that I started on my own was called. I was in some other bands before, you know, because I
horribly named. I hope.
Well, since I was five. I mean, I played in some band called the Pee Wee Pickers.
Like the Pee Wee Pickers, yeah. A bunch of little kids.
Oh, you know,
yeah.
And I played in you know, tons of bands. You know, but I mean, I went to Europe and played shows when I was, you know, 15, and you know, we played for at the World's Fair, wherever, and you know, we were playing all sorts of crazy.
That's
places,
crazy.
So, yeah, it was super fun.
I
look back and I just think it was, you know, incredibly. You know, at the time, you don't realize what you're doing, and then when you look back, you just think, "Oh, that's a crazy."
Whoa,
crazy.
I'm awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean it really is. I think
I'm so awesome. Look at me.
No, honestly, you've had that moment, right?
Well,
or moments.
I've had a moment when
it's not prideful. Don't worry about it.
No,
when I was standing in the gas station by myself, and and our song came on the radio, you know, when I was just traveling through some place, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm awesome. But no one was there, so I was like, well, I can tell myself.
I'm going to get myself some Panda Express right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some frozen yogurt.
Some fro-yo. And the gas station attendant's not even there, so he can't even tell him.
Like, hey, buddy. Yeah. That's me. Okay, whatever. What do you want?
Yeah. Do you want the cup or the cone?
Yeah.
So I part of the reason why the Culture Hall even started, I don't know if you've ever even listened. Have you ever listened to any of these episodes that we do?
You know, I haven't, but
that's
I apparently
okay.
Should.
You should. It's great. If we can be so humble. Part of the reason why this whole thing started was I wanted an excuse to be able to meet Peter Breinholt.
Oh.
And I didn't feel like...
Why didn't you... Did you meet him?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Because, like I say, back in the day, I would go to your guys' shows, and if it was Ryan Shoup, it was always Peter.
Yeah.
If it was Peter, it was always Ryan. So I would go all over to see you guys. I went to Springville, and back when I was that age, you know, it was a big deal. The Sandy Amphitheater and all these different places to watch you guys perform. I remember watching you guys on, like, the 4th or 24th of July. All these, you know, these things, but I'd follow you around. And so when it came to be that I was a professional person looking for kind of a hobby, I was like, you know what? I want an excuse to meet people that I look up to, people that I enjoy who have, you know, similar belief as I do. And so I was like, and I kind of want to meet Peter Breinholt. So we started this, and here's the thing. Because of my day job, I run into you every so often because you go to one of the other stations. I actually ran into you before I ran into Peter. And we talked. I don't even know if you remember this. This was just when we were first beginning, or maybe even hadn't started yet. I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. You want to? And you said, yeah, you know, get in touch with me this way. And I was a bum and I forgot to do it. But early on episode, I think it's like 5 or 6, we have Peter in. And it's just me. If people listening to this want to go back, they can hear the early episodes. But it's just me being giddy with Peter Breinholt in here. And we're talking about you and we're talking about him and we're talking about, you know, it's kind of the same stuff that we've talked about. But it's just like this big fanboy, ridiculous experience. And I kind of feel it a little bit here with you being over there tonight, too. Like it's kind of this completion and full circle. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem. You're kind of like Chris Farley on that show. Like, Peter,
yeah.
Remember when you played that cool song? It was awesome.
That was awesome. It really was. It was such an embarrassing thing. But I think I've learned to be able to control it a little bit. So hopefully we don't get too much of that.
Well, I thought that when you asked me to come in here, I was like, holy crap, Richie.
Stop it.
Stephen,
that show, that show that
show.
I've never listened to. you're married, right?
Yeah.
Couple kids?
I have actually 4 children.
Jeez.
I know. It goes by fast.
How old are they?
8, 6, 4, 2.
Okay, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do you appreciate? Your kids.
Yeah. I should make a song about that.
Yeah, you should throw that out there.
It happened here first.
Brilliant lyricist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You know who's going to do a parody of it? Keith Allen is
right.
going to do a parody of my 2, 4, 6, 8. And as I understand it, though, you don't do anything else. It's just the music, right?
Just music, yeah.
Taking the leap from doing other things, because I know it wasn't always the case that you just got to be a musician.
Right, that's true.
Talk about that experience. Because were you married at the time or were you single?
No, I was single, and
it's a little easier than I would suspect, because you're just talking yourself into it.
Right, I was just talking myself into it. And, you know, we were just, we were just in college. Who didn't want to have a band in college? We played like 150 shows a year.
Tons.
Just jump in a van and travel wherever, all over the country. And just, you know, we were just trying to make stuff happen. So, but, you know, it was kind of weird. Like, it was a slow transition. Like I say, I really didn't, I don't know if there was this moment where I was just like, I'm taking the leap. It just kept kind of going, you know, and I kept saying, well, I guess if that CD did good, let's do another one and let's see if we can go try this. And then we went to another place and, well, if that did good, but let's see if we can go do this, you know, Austin South by Southwest Festival, you know, right. North by Northwest. And we just kept going and it just kept
going. But at some point you have to go, and I'm not doing my job anymore.
Yeah.
Right? You know how you expected me today?
That is true. Okay.
Don't bother expecting me.
You know, I heard someone talk about this, and I remember, and I should remember all these people that kind of influenced me. Like,
sure, if you're ever going to be an apostle, brothership, you need to remember these stories.
Yeah, so I don't say like, yeah, there's just one guy. And,
yeah.
But
one guy stories aren't as good as Brother James.
Maybe it actually was Stephen R. Covey, and that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen R. Covey pulled me aside one day and told me.
Personally,
yeah.
No, I think it might be in his book or something that says you got to focus on one thing. If you focus on two things, you know, then you end up not doing both of them.
Sure.
Or if you, you know, so I did decide, you know, okay, I'm just going to focus on music, because if I don't, I'm always going to regret it, you know, because there's always, you know, I think for as many people that come up and say, oh, man, your song changed my life. Well, probably not as much, but there is a handful of people that just say, oh, man, I played in a band back in the day, and I wish I would have just kept playing, you know. And so I didn't want to, you know, I just feel like life is too short to live with regrets. So I just decided, well, I'm just going to try this. Just go for it.
You know, I think it's always kind of been a fascination, and sort of the foundation of what the Cultural Hall was founded on is that there was just this sort of fascination with quote-unquote famous Mormon people and how they're able to keep their faith and continue to do whatever the thing is. And for some reason, I think we put, you know, musicians or actors kind of on this different pedestal where it's like, you know, oh, I can't believe that they would be a famous musician and they would be able to remain being faithful. Has it been difficult?
Well, no. But there has been a lot of people that kind of raise their eyebrows, you know, in the industry that kind of go, really? You know, because we...
Don't act Mormon. Toss them back.
Well, I guess that is also true. You run into people who just... You know, I've decided that anybody east of Colorado thinks that Mormons are Amish. They say, how did you guys get out here? Oh, well, we just flew on the plane. What are you talking about?
You guys
fly on a plane, you know. But,
you guys use planes, too?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's... But I think it was the the label, you know, when they say, we're going to make this video and we want some chicks to be dancing around, you know. And we were like, I don't think that's going to work for our video. You know, maybe we should, you know.
Put them in a turtleneck and I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It wasn't quite that extreme. But, yeah, I mean, we had to kind of put the kibosh on that. And then we would, you know, I remember they called us and said, we've got this really great opportunity for you, but... We kind of decided a long time ago with our band, you know, we just wouldn't play on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know, not...
ever.
Just because, you know. I mean, we try and... You know, we just figured it's kind of like a, as you'd call a slippery slope, you know. Just figure, yeah, let's just, you know, let's just come back on Sunday and just be with our family. And if we don't do that, then we're just not going to have that day. So
right.
We just kind of decided that. So anyway, some of the label people would call us and we got this really great opportunity. Well, we don't really play on Sunday. And they're like,
it's the Grammys. Sorry, that's on Sunday. Forget it.
Yeah. Now, that would be a good question.
Yeah.
Get in and nominate for the Grammy. I think that might be the one of the things where
that's your Steve Young moment. You're okay.
Yeah, like, hey, what should we do? Brother, President Monson, should we go to the Grammys? I think he'd probably be like, you should go.
What are you kidding? And just hangs up on you.
Yeah, I think.
What does that mean?
I think that, yeah. That's kind of one of those moments.
Sure. But so you've always decided not to do that. Is everybody in the band? Is everyone in the rubber band? And I want to ask you where the name comes from because everyone wants to know
rubber
stuff
band.
Like that. Is everyone in the band Mormon?
You know, we've had different band members for the most part. They're pretty much all have been pretty members for the most part. Right now, we have a couple different bass players that are playing with us.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, two of them are actually sons of preachers of like,
really?
One of them is a Baptist preacher's son, and the other one's a, so I don't know. I don't know what he is. Assembly of God or something.
Okay.
So you know they're super awesome guys, but yeah, it's funny that I don't know why I can't find any. You know, why
Mormon bassists?
Well, why are all the bass players Baptist preacher sons or something? I don't know.
Porches. That's why.
Not that we mind. We think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
know?
I think that's great. Are they pretty respectful of it?
Because yeah,
I would imagine. I would imagine with your band and where you guys are kind of iconic, like I said, being Mormon people, that you'd always get people coming up, oh, thank you so much for being Mormon. And do you get a lot of that or no?
Yeah, we do, actually. And that's what's cool about these guys. They're pretty respectful, you know. They're just super cool about it.
Cool.
You know, and we're not really like,
you're not Mormon, you can't play with us.
Yeah.
You
know,
that'd be kind of jerky, so.
Let's see your garments. Nope. Sorry. Seat's taken.
Let's see your wallet. Rifle through that. See if you got your temple recommend.
Yeah. Oh, what's your temple recommend number? Mine has 3 sixes.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. You know that's a thing. It's got to be a thing somewhere, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Like matching numbers. It could be.
I figure, if we're talking, if we're bringing religion into the music, I've always felt like our music is kind of like, I mean, I guess that's what this is, right?
Right.
Our music isn't, so Mormon like Michael McLean. You know,
sure.
He's kind of like Mormon.
He's Mormon with
he's
a big
Mormon
heavy
music.
Hand.
Yeah, he's Mormon music.
Yeah.
Like, he's Mormon and he plays Mormon music.
Yeah.
We're kind of more just like a bunch of Mormons and we play this music. And, you know, in some ways I think it's good because it's kind of like, yeah, it's almost like a little bit of a missionary tool, you know, like, because people come up to us all the time like, where are you guys from? Utah. Utah? You guys are Mormon?
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of cool to have that little light bulb go off people's minds. Like, you guys are pretty cool.
Ever opportunities to share the gospel then that way?
You know, I don't particularly hand out Book of Mormons from stage.
Sure, but I mean, has there ever been people that have been like, hey, I heard you're Mormon. And
yeah.
Want to have conversations with you about it?
Yeah, we've had people.
You should toss them from stage. Everyone, put your hands up. Who wants a Book of Mormon?
I've had people come up and say things like, you know, that's cool. You guys are pretty cool. I have a friend that's Mormon. You know, they kind of bring it up. Almost like you can kind of see that their brain's kind of working a little bit. Like, oh, maybe I should have paid attention to my friend a little more or whatever, mm-hmm. You know. So we run into people like that, you know, and the other thing is we run into missionaries that say, you know, you helped us out. We listen to your song all the time on
sure.
our mission and stuff
Thank
like
you
that.
Thank you for saving our sanity because we're allowed to listen to your music and it's way better than Motab. That's what I remember, too, is when we were like, yes, Ryan Shoup, Peter Reinhold, cool. Something that isn't going to put us to sleep while we're driving
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on, too. And, you know, and I think just, you know, being just, I like what think what you're saying, just being an example of, like, hey, you can actually be a decent member and still do something that's fairly immersed in
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, stereotypically kind of weird, you
sure.
know, shady areas, you know.
Worldly.
Worldly,
yeah, worldly if you will.
Say.
You guys have a new album coming out, right?
We have a new album coming out, yes.
Is it out already or is it coming out?
It's not out, and we were trying to release it in the fall, but we're...
Don't make us wait till the fall.
It's not coming out in the fall.
Listen,
now.
It's going to be
out.
Short. It's going to be shared on George Takei's... I'm just kidding.
I know. That was awesome.
That was cool.
We're,
and he's still... His phone is... He's wandering
he's
around here.
Nuts.
Oh, my gosh! Everybody! So when will it come
it's
out?
It's going to come out next year now.
Next year?
I know, that sounds horrible. I tried
that
my
does
darndest.
Sound horrible.
I tried my darndest to get it out this year. But it was like everybody I was... The thing with this album is we're trying to basically launch it like a real indie label would launch an album. So we've got some publicists and some radio people, and we've been talking to them, meet with them, and a lot of them just said we don't feel like we have enough time to set it up right, and a bunch of music industry mumbo jumbo about how it's a bad month against all these major labels and blah blah blah. So anyway, they convinced me to wait.
So when can we look forward to it then?
So it's probably going to be in the January to April time frame.
Okay, of 2015. Do you know what it's going to be called?
We Rode On.
We Wrote what?
We Rode.
We Rode
On. Yeah.
On. Rode on.
We rode on,
we were
man.
Riding, and then we rode on.
You know, I should have brought you one. I actually might have one in my car.
I would love
Dang it if I didn't bring one.
Let's break into his car and find out, guys. In fact,
I'm
you go
so
take. Weren't
dumb.
You going to go check on
yeah,
something, Molly? You were going
to
go. Yeah, where
oh,
are you
really?
Parked? Yeah, just right over there, right?
Okay.
She's
going to
just
go
check.
Go check it out.
Sketchy.
Take a rock, break the window.
Mi abuela is smashing the car. You weren't. Who were you again? Who were you again? Not good enough to not
I'm
a not,
hit,
she
you
was
don't,
a regularly
don't you worry,
aged
I'm gonna be hitting up X96
person.
To see if we can come in and play. You
and
know?
Come and play with us? Sure.
We're not exclusive to any we'll come
No, listen, we'll have you come play
I don't
for
know
sure.
If you guys will have us, but we'll No,
we'll absolutely have you. Why not? Why wouldn't we have you?
Why not?
Done. We ask everyone who steps into the Culture Hall a few questions, so here goes to you.
Yes, absolutely.
Number one, do you have a calling right now? And if so, what is it?
Oh, my calling is the young single adult coordinator for my ward.
Okay. So you're trying to keep
them
active is
so
what
I
it
basically,
is.
It's actually a pretty good calling for me. I basically just have parties.
Awesome.
You say like, hey, this month we're, playing Mario Kart at my house and having a competition.
This month we're going to my concert at this location.
Yeah.
This month we're going to a concert
do.
At this
I
location.
I should bring him up on stage.
This is Dan. He's in my ward. He needs a date. Any girls out there?
Get him up
that
on
would
stage
be funny.
If you could pick a calling for yourself, either one that exists or make up one, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're all, I don't know if they're all, I should say that. They're all good for different reasons. I actually like the calling I have right now, but I think my favorite has been kind of being like in the, like working with the young men or, that kind of calling because. Maybe
like the 12-year-olds or like the 16-year-olds? Because that's a big difference.
You know, I grew an appreciation for the deacon ages because I was on that. And at first I thought, oh, man, these guys. But then the more I hung out with them, the more I liked them. But I think it's just because I'm mentally like kind of more on their level. Yeah. So.
More on the 12-year-old than the 16-year-old.
Yeah, the teacher age, I kind of go to Elders Quorum and I'm like, oh, man.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. And I go to that class. I'm like, yeah.
And then finally, we'd like to ask everyone who steps into the cultural hall, what is your favorite part of your faith?
Favorite part of my faith?
Well, interpret the question however you will.
I don't know. There's lots of, that could change from day to day, and it just depends on the observations that I've made. My most recent observation, which I think is very interesting, which I really like, is I went to this mission reunion, actually from one of the... not a mission reunion. Sorry, mission homecoming. Uh-huh. I don't even know if they call it that anymore.
What they call it is a sacrament meeting where a missionary happens to be reporting on the returning of his mission.
Yeah, so it's not that anymore. But he was one of my teachers in my class, so I knew him for a long time, and then he came back. But as I was listening to him, I just thought it was cool because he was saying the same things that you hear most every missionary say when they come back. Oh, man, faith is more than just faith, And it's the same things you know already. But what I thought was coolest, and which I sometimes think people outside of the church don't quite get, is we have a lot of leeway in the church, but we all end up, most of us, coming to the same conclusions. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of a moment where I saw him, and I just thought, that's really cool that he's come to the same conclusions that other missionaries have,
Cool.
And so I think it's cool that we move together as a unified group of people, but we do that, as we all search, we come together through our own, through our own individual spiritual searches. We all end up coming together as a unified body of people.
Cool. You brought your fiddle, didn't you?
Oh, I shouldn't.
No.
Should I?
No, I think you should.
I shouldn't have.
It's going to, no, I'm glad that you did. It's here right next to you, isn't it?
Did you tell me that I need to, pretend like I don't want to play? Like, I
no.
can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, make sure that you fight me on this.
I can't play a song here.
Oh,
on
come
the street,
on.
Can
beg
I?
Him, Just Joni. Everybody loves
you
Just
know
Joni.
There's people. Just,
you have to,
this
please.
Is, I guess I could.
Yes, please.
Should I?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'll break it out.
Shut up.
That is true. I knew that I recognized you.
So we're going to do competing music, because as you continue to hear in the background, there is music here at Sammy Home Evening. It's going to go on all the way until... Oh, yeah, we forgot to ask Keith. Keith, come here.
What's your favorite calling?
Keith. We forgot to ask you a couple questions. Oh, okay. Well, he's getting his guitar ready. How many?
George DeKaiser. He said, how could I have not seen this till now? Well done, lads and lassies. Well done.
Yay.
And he posted.
Dude, if you can actually talk to him personally, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to Panda tonight?
I don't know. No, I'm going to Panda once I pass 1 million views, which could be tonight.
Yeah, it'll be tonight.
It'll probably be tonight.
So we ask everyone in the Cultural Hall 3 questions.
Okay.
So here we go. Well, he's warming up his fiddle.
That's question number one.
I'm going to play the mandolin, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's a mandolin.
Mandolin!
Sorry.
Nerd. First question is, do you have a calling right now?
Oh.
And if so, what is it?
Yes, I am a Elders Quorum instructor.
Okay.
Teacher.
Nice. Once a month, or are you twice a month? What are you?
Once a month.
Once a month, okay.
Yeah. If
you could pick a calling for yourself, either one that exists or make up one, what would you pick?
This one, actually.
You really?
I like being an instructor.
Cool.
I was a Sunday school instructor for about a year also.
What did you teach when you were Sunday school instructor? Because Old Testament is the hardest.
No, it wasn't
Old Testament. He taught the scriptures.
You what?
I think it was gospel doctrine. It was gospel doctrine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then finally, what is your favorite part of your faith?
My faith?
Uh-huh. Favorite part of your faith, Keith?
Actually, it's the higher standards we have. I love it.
Like, what do you mean?
And it was something that hit me on my mission, too. Like, when I was looking at, you know, you get all sorts of questions on your mission. And so I was like, you know, what is, to me, one of the biggest testimonies of the church, why it's true, is because it requires us to be above. That's exactly what Christ taught. Is to, you know, like, you're not of the world. Like, you're in it, but you're not, like, you live an example. And so the higher standards, I'm like, this is exactly what Christ's church would teach, is to be a better person than just giving in. Because people are like, how many times do you hear all the time, that's natural, though, that's fine. You know, like, they naturally do that, you know. And I'm like, well, just because it's natural doesn't mean, you know, like, it's good, you know, something like along those lines, like the natural man type, you know, thinking. Like, people do that naturally. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that's what you can do or you should do.
But the higher standards.
We are, children of God, and we need to leave a higher standard as such.
Cool.
So,
I'm glad we brought Keith back to ask him that. Thank you, Joni. You're Jenny. That's Joni.
Jenny.
All right, let's do it. Do you think we can talk into playing, Ryan? I know you don't want to.
No, I can I?
Listen, I know you don't want to. I know you don't want to.
Let's see. Let me get a little mic. Is this mic on?
Yeah, we got. It's still on.
All right. So
get that on that. And
this
that
will be
on
easy
that.
Enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the mandolin. You know,
it's kind of cool because it's rhythmic. You know. And
so I'll just do this song. This is easy to do alone. It's called Simplify.
All right.
Ever heard that song before? It's about making your life more simple. I mean, I don't know.
Simplified.
It kind of like says it in the title. So it's kind of like a little. I don't know, mando rap song.
Did you write this thing all yourself?
Yeah, I actually wrote this song while I was driving in my car. And I sometimes play
Sounds
the mandolin
dangerous.
While I'm driving the car. Yeah. I know. Well, it's less dangerous than texting, for sure.
Yeah. They're like, there's no law about mandolin playing.
Exactly. Well, I'll say what the hey, I got bills to pay. I work all day, I got no time to play. And what's more, knocking on my door is a tax collector. And I'm poor, see, there's too many bills, too many pills, too many features, too many frills. No money, too many things to buy, too many ways to split the pie. I got to simplify. I got to simplify. I got to simplify. And that's right, I got to simplify. I got to smell the flowers, enjoy the ride, open up my eyes and see what's outside, all the things I miss each day, cause I'm driving in the fast lane and it's making me insane. I don't want to be that way, I want to be free today, that's right, from responsibility to bring success to rest. I got to enjoy more and stress less, simplify. That's right, I got to simplify. I got to simplify.
I got to simplify. Now you just have to imagine the band while I take a solo.
Drums, 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 and a bass goes here. I'm a preacher's son.
Yeah, that's pretty bass, good, Richie.
Bass. I'm helping him out. I'm backing him up with this band. All right, I'm done.
Now I can't remember the last verse. I'm so distracted. Let's see. That's great. I'm late. I'm always in the hurry for a meeting in the state of confusion, a delusion, an illusion. Well, I've taken much too far. I'm always living in the future or the past. But time flies too fast. I got to make it last. So enjoy, relax, chill out. Just give it a try. I say, simplify. I got to simplify. That's about I got to. Richie.
Simplify. Yeah.
Awesome.
That was great.
Can I clap in the mic?
Yeah. Should we get him to play one more? I'm going to beg for it.
Can you
do one more,
like,
right?
I only prepared one. I don't know anything
one.
Else.
I don't even know what to play.
Listen. I know you happen to have an album coming out in January to April of 2015.
That's true.
Maybe you could tease us a little something from it?
I might be able to play something off of that. Let's see.
A Cultural Hall exclusive?
Yeah, this might be kind of weird playing it alone, but let's try it.
Oh, that's fine. Listen, weird is what we do best, Ryan.
Madeline's a little out of tune, but who cares, right?
Right.
This is a song I wrote as I got a little older and I had kids, right? I figured I should kind of write them a song, so.
This one's to your kids?
This is to my kids. It's called The Sun Will Shine Again. The sun refused to shine, the stars fell out of the sky, and it seems like suddenly your story's gone awry, and all your friends are gone, and you're all alone, and you seem so far away, you just can't make it home. Remember this. Remember then. Yeah, the sun will shine again. Oh, the sun will shine again. Oh, the sun will shine again. If I had wings to fly, I'd be there by and by. I swear I'd make it there before the morning light. I'd hold you in my arms and I'd sing you lullabies. And I'd tell you everything is gonna be alright. So raise your eyes, raise your head. Yeah, the sun will shine again. Oh, the sun will shine again. Oh, yeah, the sun will shine again. I see your face. You're wondering how you've won the race, but you fall down, lose your way. I can only watch and pray that these words will make it there. Oh, the sun, yeah, the sun will shine again. Oh, the sun. The sun will shine again.
Yeah, the sun will shine again. Oh, the sun will shine again. Oh, yeah, the sun will shine again.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Oh. A little difficult on the mandolin alone.
Anyway, oh, I know you did a great job. Look forward to that in the first part of 2015.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming down. I'm glad we finally got this worked
out. Absolutely.
Down.
Thanks for having me.
As far as the day job goes, let's work it out. Just let me know when you're ready to come in and we'll get it done.
We will.
Awesome. Not that it's a conflict of interest, and that's not what I'm saying, but because you're a talented musician, and I'll be able to get that done, so don't worry about it.
Why, thank you. Well, thanks for having me. That's awesome.
Thanks for coming down and being part of this. We're going to do them in the future, too, so I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still play shows with Peter?
Not
as much, right?
I do every once in a while.
I want to do a reunion. That's my dream. To get this complete full circle.
Oh, a reunion show.
A reunion show between the two of you and somehow sponsored by the Cultural Hall.
Yeah.
Maybe we do a benefit charity for something.
That'd be cool.
I don't know.
Maybe we could do a little duo show or something.
Yes. I love the way you think.
A little acoustic duo.
Yes.
Brian Holt Shoup, reunited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play with him every once in a while. He's a cool guy. I like him a lot.
Thank you so much for making the drive down
here.
You don't live down here anymore, do you?
I actually do live pretty close to here.
Oh, then I don't feel that. Never mind. Forget it. I'm not thanking you for nothing.
Yeah, don't thank me. Yeah. Just say, well, I guess you probably should have just come down here.
You would have been here anyway, right? Because you're a huge fan of the show you've never listened to.
I just happened to be at Sammy's. Yeah,
I had my fiddle, my mandolin. I figured I'd stop by. Thanks for stopping in and talking to us, Ryan.
Have a good one.
Let's take a break for a second. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to people that are here watching the show and enjoying music. I need a pie shake.
We invite you to claim your courage by shedding shameful thoughts, actions, and feelings that disrupt your ability to live authentically or feel connected to others by letting go of fear, blame, and your idea of perfection. The Healing Group, where women go for hope, growth, and healing. We're the home of the Sex Girls. Are you a mother feeling lost in a relationship and feeling stuck? Are you feeling overwhelmed by life? Schedule an appointment now. Can't make it to our office? No problem. Meet with a therapist individually or with a group in our virtual clinic right from the comfort of your own home. Visit thehealinggroup.com for more information.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops, with another tip on how to make your computer run faster in less than 60 seconds. Install really good antivirus software, a spyware scanner, and anti-malware. The fewer bugs, viruses, and bits of adware your computer has to manage, the more time it has to devote to other processes. While you're at it, take a point of keeping Windows completely up to date. Not only will this keep Windows itself in better shape, but some viruses ride in on Windows updates that are downloaded way after the fact, and therefore not monitored as closely. Always make sure your data is backed up. If your computer is running slow and you think you might have a virus, please visit us at any one of our 8 locations right now for a 100% free hardware and software diagnosis and virus scan. Or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really love you.
What's coming that? Down in 3, 2, 1. All right, as we continue here from Sammy's home evening down in Provo, it's 27 North, 100 West. There's lots of people here. This is really cool. The music continues, and we've been able to talk Ryan Shoup to do some music from the main stage. So that's pretty rad. You can check that out. And just Joni's kids are disrupting this entire evening. Now we've got kind of gathered around the table that we've set up here where we're doing this from. We've got Kevin. Kevin is of Cultural Hall fame in that we've talked about his dating life quite a bit. He was the one that people came after just a little bit because of how he was approaching the ladies on Facebook. Good to have you here, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Then right next to Kevin, we've got Brittany. She's neither anxious nor white, but still a virgin.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we...
As far as I know.
Yeah. That was almost really awkward.
Right?
Nope, still really awkward. It's good to have you here. I didn't know you were going to come or not. You give me no sort of indication
didn't
as a
I,
yay or
I
a nay.
Did I say yes on the Facebook?
Probably.
I said yes on the Facebook.
Okay, so good to have you here. Who pays attention to Facebook anymore?
Nobody.
It's all Instagram to me.
Oh, jeez.
Which actually, this is exciting. Tonight we decided that the Cultural Hall will now have an Instagram.
Hooray!
So yeah, we should. So if someone wants that calling to be the Instagram person for the Cultural Hall, you can become a panelist and we'll put your picture on the website.
Look, we all know that I don't even do the call-ins that I have.
Yeah, so we're not going
to call
you.
So don't
we're
going
to call somebody else.
Don't do that
else.
To yourself.
But you can always, whenever you come to these things, it's hashtag TCHFHE.
Cool.
So, next to Brittany, we've got Janae, who listens to the show. And then next to Janae, we have Robin, who also listens to the show. And Robin sent me an email today, so let's work our way from Robin back to Kevin. Is that all right, Kevin?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
You're twiddling your thumbs. Are you mad?
No, I just...
I'm just giving you a hard time.
A lot of things in my hand, so...
Okay, I'm just giving you a hard time. Don't worry about it. All right, so Robin, you sent me an email today that essentially said, hey, I have a contact for you with someone at the Deseret Industries who you should talk to. So expound a little bit, because I don't have the email right in front of me.
Well, I actually worked at the Deseret Industries for a few months, and some of the people that I worked with have either inspiring stories, especially one gentleman that I worked with. He's a very amazing story that you should definitely talk to him, but... Basically what we do at the DI, a lot of people don't really understand what the DI is and what we do, mm-hmm. and I think if people really understood what a gem it is and what they actually do, they'd really appreciate it a lot more.
Well, from what I understand, and I, like you say, I don't know very much about it, but it's not just like, hey, you're having a typical job at a DI, like it's skills and
exactly.
Almost like job rehabilitation, kind
yes.
of, right?
Yeah, they help you gain skills in different ways. They have a certain amount of money that's set aside for each associate to help them.
Is that what they're called, the people that
yes.
work there, associates?
Yes.
Okay.
To go to school or
really?
Do a lot of things. There's a certain amount. They pay up to $3,000.
Jeez.
To help you get back and started. They'll train you on forklift, they'll train you on any other things. They have videos that you can watch online that they pay for and you can go
like
and
training certificate
yeah.
kind of stuff. Cool.
Yeah. And
did you get to drive a forklift?
I did.
Did you
it
really?
Was so fun. I got my certification almost. It didn't get signed.
Oh,
because I wasn't there long enough.
but they were able to help you to find another job, it sounds like.
Yeah. They also have a program where it's called the Advanced Job Search, where you go from working at the DI full-time to looking for a job full-time or for their full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying you for 6 weeks to go find a job.
Cool.
And they give you every opportunity. They teach you how to write your resume, how to interview, and they're constantly doing that kind of stuff.
Cool. What a great program.
It is.
Deseret Industries, for people who don't know, is owned by the church, kind of an arm.
Yeah.
Does it fall under the welfare arm of the church, do you know?
I'm not sure on that, but I mean... The thing is, a lot of your donations, the money that you pay to buy this stuff goes to help the associates.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping them have a job, and it's helping them improve their life. And I don't think a lot of people understand that when they're going into DI to buy things, that it's actually helping those that work there.
Sure. That's great. And there's probably some people that don't even know what a DI is, so let's boil it down. No, you're fine. Deseret Industries. It's what?
It's where I purchase 90% of my clothing.
Right.
Literally. I'm not joking.
American Fork has good stuff.
Yeah, when you're a starving
yeah,
student.
She starts.
No, you
she
do.
Starts
you got to hit like the sandy one or like the richer areas
yeah.
because then they donate clothes that I mean, you could go to like Plato's Closet and pay like $20 for it and go to DI and pay like $2.
Some of the things that I've had go through there. I had KitchenAid. That was worth probably $400 at least.
One of those yes. mixers or something like that?
A professional one.
Nice.
With a few of its attachments that was only like $200 that we sold.
Jeez.
Or less.
I mean, they've
like
got everything.
And you're
there.
Like, all right, yeah, they put it in this pile
no,
for me, hidden underneath
yeah,
here. I'm ready to purchase
the moment,
this.
The
yeah.
moment it gets out, people are taking stuff.
Well, and there are people, too. This is going to be a little bit self-disclosing, but people who... know which day and what times the new items go out on the floor at the particular DIs and kind of wait out. I used to be that person.
I would like to be that person.
At the Sandy DI back when it used to be on 94th South and 70s. Yes. And I would wait. They'd have it on the rack and then they'd be like, and go. And it's like, yep, 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 yoink, take it. And so we're going to, those will be some future episodes. The Cultural Hall will revisit with some folks with the DI, Desert Industries Organization, both people who've worked. I'm listening!
Ryan Shoup just did a shout out to me.
Oh. I hope I'm not supposed to be paying attention to what Ryan Shoup is singing.
I think this song is for you.
Aw. We should probably listen to it.
Is this your favorite song?
No, but Ryan Shoup is one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
Him and Peter Breinholt is kind of why this podcast started, at least a little bit. And then by podcast, I mean show.
That's
right. I watched you, Robin. She was like, what? So next to Robin. Go ahead.
One quick thing. We have a brother, Kyle, but we don't have a sister or anything. Can I be Sister Robin?
Yes.
Sister Red.
Yes. Sister Robin the Red. Can we do that?
The Red. I like it. It's
Robin the Red?
Viking-esque.
Very what-y?
Viking-esque.
Yeah. I have red hair.
Yeah, and she has red hair, for those who don't know.
Right. Also very Viking-esque, as I understand it. Right? Right?
It's a mixture. It's
right?
Yeah.
Look at this. She knows. Is it true? Do you see it?
Yeah.
It's true. See? Yep.
Did you follow the Twitter Mike thing on Huffington Post where he talked about the gay cartoon characters? Did you watch that, Janae? You did? Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
In reference, of course, to Twitter Mike's article that you can find at theculturehall.com that Disney had a gay agenda long before Frozen. So, Janae, what brings you down here tonight? Did you do the burger?
I did get a burger. I will tell you what. I'm kind of excited about it.
You haven't eaten it yet? I've kept you from it?
That's okay.
Should we let you to it and then you can come back?
I think
you can try it online.
How long have you listened to the show for?
For a year.
Okay.
I think it's been a year now. We sat on the driveway of Lisa Madden's home, and you were like, oh, yeah, I've got this thing where I.
So, full disclosure, Janae's in my ward.
Yeah. I get the inside track of Richie's life.
She sits in Sunday school and goes, I know what he really feels about this subject, but I know he's being awfully mild tempered about this lesson that he's teaching.
He's a fantastic teacher.
Stop it.
Fantastic.
Does he bring cookies?
You know, he doesn't. I think maybe that
yet.
Would enhance the spirit quite a bit, actually.
All right, I'll do it.
The elders get it?
Yeah, the elders. Listen to Robin. She's been listening for a while,
too. They know more about you than you know about you.
Because I'm a lifer with Pioneer Stock.
Really? Every single episode. Yeah, there it is, Robin.
Yeah. All back to Ethan and Alex.
Oh, really? That's what got you to come over?
Yeah, that's how I found you.
Oh, cool.
Ethan and Alex at Nightside Project?
Yeah. Episode number 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Wasn't aware of the connection there. So,
Janae, I obviously told you about it, but I tell lots of people about it, and they don't necessarily say, hey, that's a great idea. I'm going to listen to the Cultural Hall. What made you stick with it?
What made me stick with it? It was entertaining. You all are terribly talented and enjoyable to listen to. But I'm one of those people that's more than happy to be like, yes, I'm a Mormon and I live in Utah and I'm about the most stereotypical Mormon girl you can find. And
although only 2 kids doesn't make you that stereotypical.
Well, I'm not too terribly old yet.
Well,
no, that's true. I mean, I'm supposed to have 5.
How old are you?
Right? I'm 29.
Yeah, so you should have at least one more.
So 4 children in 1 year, that's doable.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Come on, Trent. No way, he says. Husband's shaking his head. No, thank you.
Your husband looks really familiar to me. What's his last name?
Fraser.
And your last name by default,
that
I suppose.
Would be, you know.
Did he go to Alta?
No, he went to...
Are we really playing the where did he go to school? No one cares.
Did he dance ballroom?
Yes, he does.
Okay, thank you.
That's how he found you.
Thank you.
That's how you know him?
Okay. I don't know. Must be.
We must have been dance partners once upon a time.
No. Dance at BYU, UVU?
Sure. BYU.
BYU. You know Jenny Grow? Jennifer Grow? Larson? Jennifer Larson Grow? All
right. Wait, let's do this.
Let's move on.
Hey,
let's
do you know? Hey, Trent, do you know there's a guy, Dave? Do you know Dave?
No, but Jenny was a ballroom dancer at BYU and one of my best friends. So
okay.
I figured that was the connection.
We can go now.
This is the hub of Provo, and now we're playing the Mormon Do You Know game.
There's this guy.
So what was the first episode you listened to, Janae?
First episode I ever listened to was the Paul Cardall interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a way to start.
Really great. It was very, I thought it was fantastic. I was listening to, I didn't want to turn it off as I got down to Seven Peaks to take my little guy swimming. Uh-huh. So I was like trying to listen to it as I pushed him up the hill up to Seven Peaks with all of our millions of bags of stuff that we didn't know.
Because that's how you travel with kids. Sure.
You just got to pack up the whole house with the little ones.
Oh, but what happens if he gets cold?
What if he needs this, I don't know, humidifier in the middle of Seven
Sure.
Peaks?
We got to have eucalyptus. A fresh eucalyptus.
Those
eucalyptus
essential oils to dip. Yeah.
It's lavender.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It's on guard in case he gets a cold. And so you liked it from there?
Yeah.
Did you go back then at that point, or did you just start at that point and move forward?
I went back. I'm still, like, trying to catch up. I'm, like, envious of everybody with the lifer status.
It's okay. It's worth it.
It is worth it.
No one said it would be easy.
Yeah.
Only said it would be worth it.
It's in the New Testament.
Yep, yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite episode?
Goodness graciousness. I don't think I could choose one that's my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
I love all of the articles of news just because you all banter back and forth. And
it's starting to become everyone's favorite. At first, the interviews were people's favorite. And now they're like, meh, I really like articles of news.
It depends on the interview.
Yeah, depends on the interview.
Who's your favorite panelist? I know it's going to be Joni, but I need to hear you say it.
I don't know.
Sorry, mine's Joni.
It's Richie for sure.
Stop it.
Well,
it's got to be.
Who?
Other than Richie.
Of course.
It can be Richie.
I don't know.
No, it's not me.
It can be Richie.
No, it really is.
Stop.
I will say that.
Pick somebody else.
If I had to pick someone else.
No, because I'm going to be like 10th on this list. Yeah.
I want you to not say Brittany's name. That's why I want you to pick him.
Yes.
Brittany's pretty great.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Kyle all the time.
Yeah?
He just seems unhappy.
Because he's so old and single and unhappy.
I'm like, oh, storage sheds and pillow in the storage shed. That's so sad.
But true.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what's so sad about it. That's cool that he has biking though. To, I don't know.
You're not going
to
pick a favorite, are you? You're just going to go
she
around
did.
It.
It's you.
No, but it's not me.
Enjoy,
who is it?
I do enjoy Rob. When
DJ
he,
Rob?
All of the marriage stuff was really funny when he was getting married. He's like, and this girl I'm going to marry. And by the way, we're planning a wedding. And he's a the whole DJ thing.
Yeah.
The DJ joke, I don't think it's ever going to get old.
Take that, just Joni. She hates that joke.
Joni, I apologize, but it's like, wait, what? He's a DJ? Can I tell you something funny?
Yes, please.
I'm sitting in my kitchen listening to an episode that just had you and Rob. And I
back when we were friends.
You're going to have to tell me what happened with that, because I'm in the dark.
I'm in the dark, too.
Rob, we all love you.
Yeah.
I know Richie loves
you.
Come
back,
Rob. See it in his eyes.
Has he apostatized from the group?
No, he was here earlier.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know what his deal is. He just
So I'm sitting in the kitchen, and I needed to go check something. I make all these cute little books for a little, I don't know, photo album book, I guess you could say, for every year that my husband and I have been married.
Oh. And
I know it's precious.
Somebody has to
it's
do
how
it.
It's how I justify not keeping a journal.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh look, here's a
these are our
life.
Memories, Trent.
These are special.
It's a lock of your beard hair when you grew a beard on Trek.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this newfangled device called the Facebook.
Yeah, that just does it for you.
Or the Instagram.
You don't have to save them anymore.
Or the Pinterest.
The little hard copy.
No, I understand. I like the tangible stuff too.
I get you.
And, you know, anyway, so I'm flipping through one of those because I needed to find something specific. And I'm listening to you guys, and I'm flipping through, and there is a picture of me and my brothers and sisters and my husband and Rob.
DJ Rob.
He DJed some sort of event at the Riverwoods for when the Hunger Games movie first came out, and he was all dressed up as Caesar Flickerman.
Sure.
And they had some costume contest, and my sister is a huge Hunger Games fan, and so she's like, let's go down to this thing and we'll dress up. And in the books, I look a lot like me and my sister look exactly like the main character. Not so much like Jennifer Lawrence, but in the books. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went down and we won the costume contest. And so I have this picture with DJ Rob.
Which is, the strangest thing about that is I didn't even know that he did that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. And Trent, my husband, looks just like PETA. So
yeah.
we all just got all dressed up, and then Rob was really sweet and was like, I want a picture with you guys. And I was like, oh, how special do we feel? And so the professional one that comes around, and I don't know, they had a professional
sure.
event photographer. So we have this really nice quality picture.
All the rest of
me and Rob and my couple people in my family and Trent. So
nice.
There you go for that. So I had to laugh.
Thank you for continuing to listen. Appreciate it.
I will do so.
And let's get now you can't at this point get Pioneer stock because we've deleted some of the episodes. So that's okay. You can still be a lifer though.
I can't be as
cool as Robin is.
I know. Everyone wishes they were as cool as Robin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Richie, before we move forward, I think it's important to acknowledge that
in the background
we have a boy singing Hit Me Baby
Is that a boy?
It's a dude.
It is a dude singing Hit Me Baby one more time.
If it's not a dude, then it's a very masculine woman.
It sounds great, though. So playing a little guitar version of Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah. Unexpected Delights.
Shout out to Britney.
Yeah.
Go on the voice.
Sister Spears, please.
Sister Spears.
We'll get her. She may have to die first, but we'll get her.
My goodness.
Brittany, not Spears. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks.
Traveling around the world selling draperies.
Installing draperies.
We have many draperies.
Many tapestries for you to own. No, I haven't actually been traveling much lately.
No?
There's been a lot of work.
Something
locally.
Happened?
No, just a lot of
work. You guys break up?
No.
You don't talk to each other anymore?
But this is what happened, I will tell you. So for a little bit, we've been discussing the possibility of going...
getting married?
Well, I mean...
Of kissing with your mouth open?
No, with tongue.
Oh, my.
But,
a little risky.
Oh, my. No, but there's a ton of work out in Hawaii on Oahu.
Sure.
Enough that we could move there and just work and live for...
And you haven't because why? Because of all your jobs and tie-downs here in Utah?
Well, no, partly because, we hadn't been given the go-ahead yet.
Mm-hmm.
And partly because we're not married.
Sure.
And partly because...
Oahu has that standard for their tapestry installers. They have to be married.
No, but...
Listen, you guys are great. We know you do fine work. But you're going to have to be married. You can go eat your hamburger if you want to, Janae, before it gets too cold. You can bring it back over if you want.
I appreciate you all having me into the cultural hall.
Thank you.
But I am kind of excited about that food.
Go forth and mange.
Yeah, we'll be saving a seat for you. You want to come back, Jody?
Sure.
Hop back over there.
So, and partly because if you're going to move across an ocean with somebody and live with them, call me old-fashioned, I'd kind of like to be married.
Right, so what's his deal?
Good job.
That's probably a good choice, by the way, like Robin says.
The deal was that this was...
Was? No.
No, this was something that was theoretical and in the future.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden it became, no, now, we need you in Hawaii now.
Uh-huh.
So he left abruptly last week. And I don't know how long... He could be there for a couple of months.
You said there was enough work to live there.
There was, but I'm not ready to uproot my life yet.
Why?
Because there are...
Let's talk about chances and how sometimes when you take them, you get rewarded.
I know, for sure. And I'm getting, frankly, tired of everyone who I'm telling this story to telling me how stupid I am.
I don't think you're stupid. I just think you should do it.
There's big bugs in Hawaii. I've been there.
Yeah, there's big bugs. Don't go, Robin. Big bugs.
And I don't know. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I have a...
Fear of commitment.
No. I have a phobia. Well, yes. But I have a phobia.
Self-destruction when you find someone who really loves you and who you should be with to the point that you end up alone.
Now.
Sorry.
This is why I don't come play with you anymore. No, it's because partly, and I'll be brutally honest, I'm terrified of flying. It's phobia.
But you just do it once and then you never come back.
I know. It's phobic for me.
Because you crashed in the ocean.
Right?
Then you're with the other tailies. And then you live on the island.
Yeah.
And then the season.
And then the whole time.
And then the show ends. And you go, was I dead? Is that what happened?
And then it's just sort of ambiguous and unclear. Am I? Where? But essentially that's it. So now I'm trying to figure out. Here's what will determine it for me, really.
Okay.
There's a university on Oahu that has a lot of fantastic grad programs. If I can get into one of those grad programs... I have no problem relocating to Hawaii for a couple of years. But if I don't get in there, then my priority right now is grad school.
Okay.
So, and he knows that. So.
All right. Well, I hope that works out for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
When will that figure out?
I don't know. I don't know when their deadlines are. It depends on the specific program.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
You still looking for a place to stay in Salt Lake?
Nope.
You found
a place? I have a place to stay.
Is it with the guy singing Britney Spears songs?
How did you know?
Yeah, hit me baby one more time.
He serenades me to sleep. I prefer when he sings the Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, Aguilaria.
Yeah. That sounds like an STD.
Right, Aguilaria?
Yeah. Yeah.
I drank the water, I got Aguilaria.
Yeah, yeah, like that. So, but yeah, good times.
Nice. Well, good. I'm glad you made it down here.
Jace.
I'm sorry that he's away from you.
Nah.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sad fish.
Is what they say.
That's what they
say. All right, Kevin, it's your turn.
Hello. It's great to be on the podcast.
It's a show, Kevin.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Kevin, we have talked about quite a bit, and he has emailed back and forth with us quite a bit. Kevin is blind. I wondered why you were wearing your shades, and it's not sunny out here anymore.
People tell me I look better in sunglasses. So
oh, yeah?
I just wear them, yes.
I think you look like Ray Charles. You ever get told that?
No, but that's a good one.
Okay.
In fact, I will say this. I was going to go to a Halloween dance. I never did, but someone just said wear glasses and be Ray Charles. I thought that would be interesting.
Yeah. No, I think it worked. I think it works for me anyway. In fact, for a second, I had to double take because I was like, is that Ray Charles sitting next to me? Nope, it's just Kevin.
Just Kevin.
Speaking of Ray, I saw the movie Ray. And
Jamie Foxx?
What?
What? Jamie Foxx plays Ray.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I thought it really sucked.
Yeah?
Yes. Because you saw the first hour, you saw the whole thing, and there wasn't really much about Ray's life other than him grabbing on the female's arms and pinching them to see if there was any fat or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that was the whole movie. It didn't talk about how he sang for President Reagan's inauguration or anything like that.
Some of the big accomplishments you said it was lacking.
Yeah.
Huh?
I Walked the Line was a whole lot better.
Except it had Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry, Brother Phoenix. So, Kevin, we've talked about quite a bit here in the Cultural Hall because you are a single gentleman as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know what you want.
Yep.
And people sometimes don't take so kindly to someone who knows exactly what they want. Recap, kind of just shortly, the emails and stuff that we've shared from you here on the Cultural Hall.
Basically, I went on Facebook 1 week in April. It was the middle of April. And it was on a Saturday afternoon. And I just wanted to do an experiment. So I posted on 2 LDS mid-singles group just as an experiment. But I also figured if something was going to come of this, let me weed out a bunch of people right away. So I said, I can't remember exactly how I worded it, but basically I just said, if you want to have lunch with me at the Blue Lemon on the 25th of April, I'll be there at 1 o'clock. And I said, here is what type of a person I want to be with, someone who is intellectual, someone that's very deep in into deep conversation. Someone who likes a lot of music, because music is my life. I listen to a lot of music. I particularly like a lot of the grunge rock, such as Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
Never heard of them. Who are those guys?
What?
Nirvana? Is that a band?
Yep.
I thought it was a state of mind.
Oh.
Sorry, Kevin.
Actually,
keep going.
Actually, it does mean
that's
one heart, one soul in Middle Eastern, doesn't it? Middle Eastern culture?
It is.
Buddhism.
Did you know that?
Not.
Yeah, that's what Nirvana, State of Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but now everybody's learning.
No, it is. Yeah, you're reborn and reborn until you reach a state of Nirvana.
Yeah, turn them on.
And I also said that I like a lot of the top 40 music from the 80s and 90s as well. And I did this. Oh, and then I said, leave a comment in the comment section as to why I should have lunch with you, and I will decide. Well, One of the groups, in fact, I'll just go ahead and name the group. It's the LDS 25 plus group or whatever, yeah. LDS Singles
Robin,
25.
Robin knows about that group, it sounds like. Do you know about it?
Well, I've seen it on Facebook and I haven't joined it on purpose.
Sure, okay. Yeah. I saw you there. I'm there.
Brittany's in it.
Yeah, I'm there.
Why not? Yeah. Okay, sorry, Kev.
And so I just got barbecued, and the comments that were said, they may as well have been, they were acting like a bunch of immature high school students. I eventually left the group because I was so disgusted with the behavior of people. But I did have lunch with somebody, and nothing came of it. In fact, only one person replied, but I'm probably not going to do it again because I don't want to be known as the person on Facebook. Oh, let's
Here's
have
Kevin.
Lunch with this guy.
Yeah.
Because I get a free meal. Oh, he's desperate. Oh, the list goes on. So next time, if I did do something like that again, I'd have to be creative or wait for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me,
now, Brittany, did you respond to the post?
To the post? No.
Yeah, because somebody named Brittany did respond. I was wondering if it was you.
No, I didn't. The first I heard about it was actually on the podcast, on the program.
On the show?
On the show. So, yeah, that wasn't me. I mean, you know, since Brittany is such an uncommon name.
I've never actually heard of another Brittany.
Yeah, so. But, no, was it a mean comment?
Oh, they just said it was, I posted it too much like a job interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they as though I was
but that's what
looking,
dating is.
Yes.
Is a job interview?
Well, it's a kind position interview.
That's Brittany.
It's a position interview.
At theculturalhall.com.
It is.
Is it?
To some degree, yeah.
Oh, come now.
Oh, come on.
Not fully a job interview, but yeah, you kind of...
You're interviewing.
Like, yeah.
The first date is essentially your first interview. It's like, and whether you get a second interview or not is fully dependent on how you interview in the first interview.
Well, if you think about it, when you are dating, both of you are constantly analyzing each other.
Boy.
That's true.
Not only are you analyzing each other, but when you meet their families, you're analyzing their family, they're analyzing their friends. It's a
you're seeking
almost
out
being
the crazy.
A
I didn't ever think of it as analyzing.
This is,
it's like
this is how Richie did his. It's like, hi, are you female? I am. Would you like to marry me? I would. Good.
Perfect. Done.
It's a match made in heaven.
And then the courtship to marriage didn't work out lots of times, and then it finally did. Okay, job interview. It sounds a little harsh, but I get your reasoning. I get your rationale behind it to say that it's a job interview of sorts.
Well, what was your opinion of the post, Richie? You saw it. I know you remained neutral.
I think it's just being pretty straightforward. I think that like a job interview, if we're going to take that as an example, no one's really who they are in a job interview. Not really. So I think you have to, I think maybe you go a little softer or a little gentler about stuff like that. But I also understand your frustration and being like, you know what? No, I don't care. It's either you're interested in this kind of thing or not in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan Shoup.
Bye, Ryan Shoup. I think part of it,
number 70, will you get your food, please?
I can be number 70.
Wherever number 70 is, will you get your food?
But I think part of it, too, actually, and I'm learning this more. Okay, so my boyfriend got me on this, the whole Myers-Briggs personality.
Sure.
And I put that post on Facebook asking all my friends to take the test.
Sure.
It's a four-letter combination.
Yeah, INFA.
Yeah. And, no, it's actually really crazy when you look into it. My point in bringing that up is that there are different people with absolutely different approaches to life
sure.
and personalities. And so I think if that's your approach, more of a direct, very specific approach, that's probably good because it's going to attract people who are
also as direct. You need East Coast Mormons. That's what you need.
Yeah, like you don't want someone that's going to be offended by the directness because then they probably won't get along with him in general.
Yeah.
I don't know, I would say.
I actually tried to get, and we can talk about this, it's not a secret, I tried to get somebody from the East Coast to date me. To make a long story short, we just decided to be good friends, but we still talk on the phone. She comes out to see me sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
Thinking about going back to see her, we decided we'd just be good friends, but I did really try to get her to date me for a while.
Come on, date me. No, come on, date me. Come on.
Which was Richie's life before he found his wife.
That was my every bit of dating. Come on. No.
No.
I think it's a bad idea. What about now? No. Pray about it. Come on. Think about this.
Hey, Kevin, when I first heard the post on the show, I thought the second one clarified a lot more. When there's more understanding of your situation, where you did better one-on-one.
Now, what's your name?
This Robin. Is Robin. Robin is just here watching the show as well.
Okay.
So when you instead, if you do it again, I wouldn't necessarily say that you're blind, but I'd definitely say I do better in one-on-one situations. I want to get to know people one-on-one.
Well, I didn't say I was blind at first.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What happened was,
I know you didn't.
Somebody posted. Well, this is on the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said I was too demanding because the comments section was just terrible, and they said. You sound like a game show because you said time is winding down and you're sounding demanding. And so I wrote back and said, well, I am sounding a little demanding because I'm up against transportation issues. And because I'm blind, I have to know this right away so I can make arrangements to get to the Blue Lemon. Mm-hmm. And because I wanted to clear up misunderstanding here.
It's really loud. What is going on behind us? Who is that?
Music.
Find out who the band is that's playing here at Samuel Levy.
I mean, the second post, I felt like it had a less direct approach, but it made it me, I had more of a want to get to know you as opposed to
like a job interview directness.
Well, it was so direct that it kind of seemed arrogant, to be honest. It came across arrogant, your first post, but the second one sounded less arrogant and more like a human being, and I'm like, okay, I'd want to get to know this guy more. So I'm saying, you know, if you bring up the fact I have a hard time being in groups, I want to get to know people individually, that might help you out a little bit.
There you go.
Perhaps.
Nice. The band playing right now is The Connection.
The Connection.
And they are a fan favorite.
Yes,
not
apparently.
The Car Connection.
Or the Rainbow Connection. Yeah.
Someday we'll find it.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should take a break for a little bit because it's going to be impossible for us to hear each other, but we'll come back and do some more. You can always email me, richie@theculturalhall.com, if Kevin seems like someone you'd want to go out with. Robin, are you single?
I am single.
Single and looking?
She's a cutie picker up.
Yeah?
Sure.
Sister Robin the Red. You can email me that way.
By the way, Richie, I do have a suggested guest for you. I meant to email you her
name.
Well,
email me right now, verbally. Let's go.
Author Jenny James.
Okay.
I met her in person, and I do not know how to spell her name, but you can Google it. She writes LDS romance novels. She's very interesting.
Okay.
Lived in Farmington, New Mexico. Was not your typical LDS kid in the sense of, you know how it is when you're LDS. You just hang out and watch movies. You don't drink or whatever. You just... I guess she invented a lot of games that you play, do scavenger hunts with her friends across Farmington. And
oh, cool.
So you might want to get her on the podcast. I'm sorry I don't have her contact info.
It's a show, Kevin. I don't want to have to tell you one more time, but I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh.
All right, we'll come back. We'll take a break. We'll listen to a little of The Connection.
All right, so that's going to do it for the special episode of the Cultural Hall from our Sammy Home Evening. You can find all those pictures at #TCHFHE. I want to share one last email with you before I sign this sucker off. I got this email. Richie, I was on the Articles of News with you last month. This is Michael from, Detroit. He says, you asked me about my lineage. Having heard Nathan on this week's Articles of News, the other part that was recorded from Sammy's Home Evening, he says, I now know my lineage. He says, I heard about the Cultural Hall from Nathan, who heard about the Cultural Hall from Richie. Only one step separation. Great show from Sammy's. It was fun to hear so many listeners and panelists all at the same time. If any of my trips to Utah correspond with another #TCHFHE, I'll be sure to attend. Thanks a bunch, Michael. We hope that this has nourished and strengthened your body, and that if you weren't healthy enough to listen this week, you'll be healthy enough to listen next week, and that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Cultural Hall show. Ow!